Than Ovens.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
Protest organizers in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, announced 2 days of strikes and civil disobedience after security forces used gunfire and tear gas on Monday to disperse demonstrations against a coup. Medics said 7 people were killed. The toll marked one of the bloodiest days since pro-democracy groups began a campaign of anti-military protests following the October 25th coup. It threatened to deepen the gulf between military leaders and a large protest movement. Security forces fired volleys of tear gas as they blocked thousands of protesters from advancing on Khartoum's presidential palace, and several injured civilians could be seen bleeding heavily in the street. That's according to a Reuters witness. A U.S. state of Texas rabbi says he and 2 hostages escaped the Saturday synagogue standoff. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The rabbi of a Texas synagogue says he threw a chair at a gunman and then escaped with 2 other hostages after a 10-hour standoff. A rabbi at Congregation Beth Israel in suburban Fort Worth, Texas, said he let the gunman in the synagogue on Saturday because he appeared to need shelter. He says the man was not threatening or suspicious at first. Later, he heard a gun click as he was praying. Authorities identified the hostage taker as 44-year-old British national Malik Faisal Akram. He was killed Saturday night after the last hostages ran out of the synagogue around 9 p.m. I'm Walter Ratliff.
At least 22 people were killed when an earthquake struck western Afghanistan on Monday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the magnitude 5.3 quake was about 40 kilometers east of Kala-e-Na, the capital of Badghis province. The death toll is expected to increase. This is VOA News. State media, KCNA, reports on Tuesday local time that North Korea fired tactical guided missiles the day before. It's the latest in a series of recent tests that highlighted its evolving missiles program amid stalled denuclearization talks. The missile test was the North's 4th in 2022, with 2 previous launches involving hypersonic missiles capable of high speed and maneuvering after liftoff, and another test on Friday using a pair of SRBMs fired from train cars. Canada has deployed a small contingent of Special Forces operators to Ukraine. That's according to Canada's Global News on Monday. The deployment comes after security talks last week ended without a breakthrough in resolving tensions between Moscow and Kiev. Russia has stationed more than 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine. The United States said on Friday it was concerned that Russia was preparing a pretext to invade if diplomacy failed to meet its objectives. Global News reported the Canadian Special Operations presence is part of an attempt by NATO allies to deter Russian aggression in Ukraine and to identify ways to assist the Ukrainian government. Prosecutors in Ukraine have requested $35 million in bail for former President Petro Poroshenko. The former president returned to the country Monday to face treason charges in a case he says is politically motivated. Thousands of supporters cheered Poroshenko after he arrived in Kiev Monday on a flight from Warsaw. He led Ukraine from 2014 to 2019. Poroshenko told supporters at the airport that he had returned to Ukraine to help the country face the growing threat of Russian invasion. He traveled to a court in central Kiev, where prosecutors accused him of treason for allegedly using illegal coal sales to finance Russian-backed separatists from 2014 to 2015. U.S. President Joe Biden says Americans must commit to the unfinished work of Martin Luther King Jr. The president saying this involves delivering jobs and justice and protecting what he calls the sacred right to vote, a right from which all other rights flow. President Biden's remarks Monday were among many by politicians acknowledging unmet needs for racial equality on Martin Luther King Day in the United States. The civil rights leader's eldest son criticized the president and Congress for failing to overcome Republican moves to make voting harder in 19 states. One Republican Senator Tim Scott countered by accusing Democrats of labeling his party racists. Via